Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. And as always, I strongly encourage everyone to download the Devil Radio app. Apple, Google, from our website. Take Devil Radio with you in your favorite shows, wherever you go, 24-7. Going right back to the lines. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Good morning, Matt. Great show as usual. Say, when you were talking about politics, you know, it isn't that hard to get back to where we need to be. There was a movie years ago called Snakes on a Plane. Well, we got snakes in politics. Unless we got to get the snakes out. We got a big sidewinder right in our Senate with Ron Johnson. You know, he's one of the biggest snakes of all of them. But they're starting to run out of answers and excuses and facts, and they're struggling now. They want to try and create chaos where there's no chaos. If you watch Fox News, it's like the Wheel of Chaos. Where can we find chaos? We're struggling. We went after Hunter Biden. That was a nothing burger. We're going after the border. That border, that's kind of falling apart. Now we're going after Biden for this and that and all this other garbage. And was our governor. He was
right.
Our governor. He was ours. He wasn't a Democrat or Republican. He was ours. My dad really got a kick out of Tommy Thompson, but who my dad got a bigger kick out of, and you remember this guy, Ed Thompson, Tommy's brother. And Ed gets Tommy a lot of you-know-what. But it was part of the dynamics of politics that we all miss. I can name a lot of great Republicans and a lot of great Democrats in our state. They weren't a Democrat. They weren't a Republican. They were our politicians. We have a chance to return to that because there are still some great Republicans, and they're holding their counterparts accountable. If we keep helping them and working together, we'll take care of it. We are the majority. I think we all know that. We are the majority, not the minority. So great topic as usual, Matt. Have a wonderful day.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Bill. And again, as always, an important point, and that is this. I mean, when you get beyond partisanship, most Republicans are loyal, stalwart members of this country and patriots, and most Democrats are loyal, stalwart Democrats and Americans and patriots. Nobody wants this kind of stuff, and it has somehow infected our politics. But I leave it at a very basic thing. You're right. I mean, Tommy Thompson, you know, did I agree with everything Tommy did? No, I knew Tommy. I liked Tommy personally. But Tommy Thompson was the governor first. He wasn't out to hurt people. He looked out for the state. Tony Earle was a great governor. He looked out for the state. Pat Lucey was too. So was Warren Knowles. I've just named some Democrats and some Republicans. Dwight Eisenhower was a general and a patriot and a president, looked out for the United States. So did Jack Kennedy. So did Jimmy Carter. So did Bill Clinton. And so on. You know, so did Ronald Reagan, for that matter. So what's going on now is different. What's going on now is different. And I don't want to have to bore everybody and repeat it, but Stalin's dictum, doesn't matter who people vote for, it matters who counts the votes. The Republicans realized through gerrymander that they could get certain things passed, even if the average person didn't want it. But the ultimate, the holy grail, is who counts the votes. And if you have Cyber Ninja count the votes, if you have Gableman and three retired police officers, one of whom worked for the Republican Party, worked for the Republican Party of Texas, and has already said that he thinks it's an illegitimate election, if you pound that drum enough, you pound the drum of fraud, 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 fraud. A lot of people are going to believe it, especially if they don't follow the news closely, and especially if highly placed people back it up. Ron Johnson, it's shameful what he's doing. He's a U.S. senator. It's an important position. The position itself is worthy of a great deal of respect. And if he goes around saying the election was fraudulent and, you know, even saying that there's danger in taking vaccine, he's hurting a lot of people. He's hurting a lot of people. When he says he doesn't trust the CIA and the FBI, but he trusts Trump, and Trump has already been servile to Putin, he's hurting a lot of people. It's not just a matter of not representing Wisconsin and the United States. So we have elections, and so far they're free and fair elections. Your comments, Michael of Madison and others that have called in with experience in dealing with municipal officials around the state, I can attest that Wisconsin is, I think, the most honest state in the country, maybe along with Minnesota and a few others. But even all the other states, even states that are so-called red states, when it comes to actually counting the ballots, when it, putting aside all the voter suppression and who's eligible to vote, once the votes are cast, they are honestly counted in all states. They are honestly counted. And that is what the Republicans are trying to change. They are trying to change who counts the votes. And they're taking it away from honest local officials and turning it over to corrupt legislatures, gerrymandered, afraid of their own shadows, afraid of their donors, afraid of Trump, who'll turn it over to outside, quote, counters, end quote. You have Cyber Ninja. You have Cyber Ninja in Arizona shipping some info into Montana. Why are they sending it in unmarked trucks into Montana in a cabin that that no one knows who owns the cabin, and it has no trespassing signs so the media can't get up to it? What are they doing in there with these ballots? What are they doing with this stuff? Why are you hiring amateurs to hold it up looking for bamboo and looking for ultraviolet something? You know, what's this all about? You have certified people do it. It's federal law. Merrick Garland has better immediately start actions in any state that's trying this. Any state that's trying this. There should be litigation in Wisconsin against Voss, against Gableman, and these three officers. When you go around the state, you have ways in demeanor and tone and inference and wink and wince and suggestion and scaring people, scaring elderly people who have been proud of doing a patriotic job. And what you're doing is driving them out, which is what you wanted. And then you're going to bring in, quote, professionals, end quote, quote, counters, end quote, from somewhere. And they are going to find, quote, irregularities, end quote. This is not Belarus. This isn't Russia. This isn't Africa. You know, this isn't Pakistan. You know, this isn't Indonesia. This isn't South America. This is the United States. We have honest counting. The Republicans are lying about fraud so that they can take hold of the counting and commit fraud. They are lying about fraud to seize control of the counting so they can commit fraud. That has got to be understood. And when you say there are Republicans who don't go along with it, that's true. I can think of Liz Cheney and Mitt Romney. One very, very daunting thing. 10 Republicans who voted to impeach Trump are all under serious attack. 9 of them have credible primary opponents. As many as possible have got to win that election. The Republican Party has been seized by a handful of very special interests who are alleging fraud to gain control of counting so they can commit fraud. That is what is happening, and that has got to be understood. Understood. You know, one of the sort of the clown features of all this is the people that have tried to be subservient are thrown under the bus themselves. Trump has apparently disengaged from Giuliani. This is the inside story. He's disengaged from Giuliani, and he's irritated and angry at Giuliani for, quote, wanting to be paid for what Giuliani has done for him in election. You know, hey, look, guys, if there are a couple of Republicans out there who want to suck up to their donors and to Trump and turn this into fraud elections like Giuliani, you ain't getting anything. You ain't getting paid. You ain't getting recognition. You're going to be thrown under the bus. You're going to be treated like a dog. Great program coming up. We're coming to the end of Matt Flynn Direct. Been a great program. Great callers. Matt Flynn Direct back tomorrow. Same time, same place. Matt Flynn Direct signing off.